You should have seen the look on you guys' faces. This is hilarious. This is...
Wait, what? Natty?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's me. I'm back. This is Natty.
This doesn't make any sense. Remember, there's the whole thing. It's been a long time since you recorded. I don't understand what's happening
right now. You're not Natty. I'm never confused, but right now I'm mighty confused. I don't know. What is happening?
So. Okay, remember there was like season two and where's Natty and Natty's in the future and the future Natty came back and it was like all crazy and then there was like a really cool song and everything. And
yeah, I remember because I made a really nice drawings of you in a cave and it was... I made some drawings and tools.
You know, Natty, so this dog over here, he made some drawings for you, because we were concerned, you understand? And you were disappeared, and...
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happening.
Well, so that's the funny thing, is I kind of played a big prank on everybody, and I got... You called him like Old Natty or something like that?
Yeah, we called him Future Bumper Car because he was supposed to be from the future. And he said that you had gone to the future and we were here. And where is he anyway?
Hello, children. You should see the looks on all of your faces. It's hilarious. Aloysius, you look very perplexed and... Rufus, dear Rufus, I've known you for such a short amount of time, but you also seem very confused.
I made nice doodles for everything, and I'm confused as well.
I'm sorry, Doodle Poodle. Doodle Poodle, it's weird. You're only coming in through one channel. I can only hear you in my left speaker. Can you fix that, or...
Stop trying to deflect, Bumper Car. No one's happy right now, okay? You caused an uproar. You caused a hullabaloo. You caused a big what to do is what you did, okay? And so don't worry, Doodle Poodle, you're okay. Calm. Take your deep breaths, okay?
The dog is very upset here, Natty. What Aloysius has just said is true. Now, there are jokes and there are jokes, but you know, you've really outdone yourself. You've put out 2 episodes in like 3 months now, which is unheard of.
I know.
People have flocked away.
What?
Now,
really?
Can you explain that?
So I've been really busy.
Yeah, busy? Seriously?
Yeah, I know. But I have. We started a Patreon page.
Patreon? What?
Yeah. I don't know. What is this, Bumper Car? I don't understand.
No.
Is there something legal involved?
Yeah, it's a place that people go. And they can subscribe to different levels, and we can actually start to, you know, like, fund this thing.
Now, hold on a second here. You are speaking my language, my lingua franca, as it were. Now, so you could say we can be raising some sweet, sweet cash on this Patreon.
Patreon, yeah. And it's easy, because it's just, I think, I'm trying to think. It's a website. And the URL, it's just patreon.com/nattybumpercar. And so people can go there and they can get like cool things. Like we're trying to figure out t-shirts and buttons and stickers and like exclusive stuff that only the people who subscribe to the Patreon can see, which is kind of neat. Like we're doing silly unboxing videos. We're getting the studio all set up so that we can start to really pump out more content.
More content, man. I can't. What else are we gonna make? We had a snowflake, the webcomic that you did. We do the podcast every so often. I hope it's more often now. We did Pig and Pals. We did that every day for like, 5 months. So, I mean, we got so much content.
Now, is there a user agreement? Is there some sort of, EULA? Is there some sort of thing that I feel like I need to read over this paperwork before we go full bore?
Excuse me. Yeah.
Good one. Full pig.
Full pig. Thank you. It's not that funny.
With this whole thing.
It's not that funny, okay? Full bore is not something we say in my world, okay? It's not
sorry,
a
Rufus,
it's not a nice thing to say, all
yeah,
right?
Don't say that. So it's already launched. It's already there. It's already like everything I made all sorts of cool images and levels and videos. I've already have like a welcome to the Patreon type thing. And yeah, so it's just gonna be a fun thing. So I hope, you know, we'll definitely promote it and plug it, and hopefully people will start hopping on, and that would be amazing. Because the thing is we love making stuff, obviously.
Well, do we really, though?
Yes, of course we do. Or else I wouldn't be standing in a freezing cold room, this shed, no insulation, no heat, no power, making this right now, right? I mean, it's just fun to make stuff. If you don't make stuff, what are you doing? You're languishing. You're laundering? No, you're laying. You're lackadaisical. It's a lot of L words.
Like a lima bean, lapadapa. I'm trying to think. There's not a lot of L words, are there? Excuse me, everyone. I feel like I should step on your toes a bit to ask a question. Am I still required here?
Holy guacamole, I forgot he was even still here. Yeah, that's another mystery. Who is this dude, Natty? I don't know, who is he?
Well, my name is...
I didn't ask you.
Well.
Okay?
Fine, then.
Yeah, it's Natty, yeah. Not you.
Okay, no need to be rude. He did ask me, though. So, he is not some random dude that I found at a Renaissance fair who was looking for work. He's definitely not that.
Are we paying him? Because if you're finding just actors on the streets, they don't just act for nothing, do they? If I may.
You may not. Pig, not nice.
No, Pig and Lou is on to something important here, I feel. So if we can just get actors, what are we paying everybody here for? Are we paying you? And that is a direct question. Do not try to facilitate or obfuscate my answer, please. Okay, I'm here for the craft, for the love of the craft, for the love of the art, if you will. My actual name is Reginald, and I've been in an acting troupe for my entire life, and, well, I'm just happy to have come here and done the research and all the work, and of course I'm going to put a hat out if you would...
He's gonna throw a hat? Why?
Like,
what do you do? To do what?
Throw a couple of coins in.
What? No way! This is... You're not gonna busk here. This is a studio. What are you talking about? This is like a residence.
Kind of bizarre.
Keep your hand on your head.
Yeah, Reginald, I do appreciate all the work you did and everything, but we kind of talked about you didn't want to be paid, and so I think probably throwing a hat out at this point is not a great idea, and really not a happy audience.
Nope.
Not a happy audience here right now.
Well, then I suppose I will be on my way, but not before I give you a final bow and bid you adieu.
Okay. Thanks, Reginald. We'll see you later.
All the world's a stage.
Hey, I say all the world is a stage. Come on, Bumper Car, you gotta stop bringing random people into the house, okay? It's just weird, though.
Yeah, but it was kind of funny, right? The whole thing, the future, and, we got two cool episodes out of it, and...
Nope. I am seeing through this facade. I'm seeing through this ruse. You just didn't want to keep doing all the production. The making the songs. You did too. Because we had a whole script written out. We had a whole thing figured out that we were going to do. If there was an outline. Remember season 2? We were super excited about it.
Yeah.
And,
shh, that's behind the scenes.
You didn't want to do the work.
Okay. So that's behind the scenes stuff, Pig. And it was a ton of work, and I wanted to focus on the Patreon, and I'm sure we're going to do episodic content at some point, right? I assume.
You should be absolutely ashamed of yourself there, Natty. Just absolutely beside yourself. Just, what are you doing? Not just to yourself, but to your friends, us, and to your listeners. You're putting out a carpet so they can step on it. And you're just pulling it out from under them. You're putting a carpet over mud to protect your listeners, and then you're ripping it out underneath them.
Well, now I feel terrible.
And you should. Don't know how you sleep at night. but you should feel very rough. You know what? I'm done for today. Talk about your Patreon thing again. Plug it away. You know, whatevs. But, man, this is really having me refocus on some of my issues here. I'm really looking at my life. That's all I'm saying.
Come on, buddy. Well, yeah. Hey, everybody. So, I'm really sorry about the trick. But it's okay because we have a Patreon, patreon.com/nattybumpercar. Please go check it out. There'll be exclusive content. There'll be like prizes you can get if you join certain levels. We're t-shirts, buttons, stickers, and a really cool thing. We're working on a book, all of us. And it's pretty far along. And so I hope in the next couple months that I'll have something for you to check out because... You know, we like to make stuff. Make stuff for you. Make stuff for you. That's what we do. Remember the cool song? That was a lot of fun to make. Maybe there'll be more songs. I don't know.
I've never fired a client, but I'm on the verge of cutting you loose.
Yeah, I got your invoice. I'm going to have that paid for you tomorrow, okay?
Well, welcome back to the fold. My best client, Natty Bumpercar.
Whoop, whoop.
If you like what we're doing, please subscribe to our podcast, like it, give us a review, tell your friends to listen. It helps more than you could know. Don't forget to go to our Patreon, patreon.com/nattybumpercar. Every little bit helps. Toodles!
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.